Today on the Daily Shed, we discuss Minecraft, the card game? Hello, friends. It's Thursday, Gaming Thursday. Welcome to the Shed. Remember a few weeks back when I was telling you about International Tabletop Day, and I took you on the field trip to Walmart and showed you that there are fun, viable gaming products at Walmart? Well, while I was shopping and panning over the racks of stuff I normally avoid, something caught my eye. That's it. Yep, that is Minecraft, the card game, which is exactly my reaction when I saw the box, because I hadn't heard of this, and how it escaped me, I have no idea. I'm usually pretty involved in the gaming industry, so I know what's coming, and this one just totally went over my radar. And being that I live in a house that is extremely Minecraft-oriented, I had to buy it. Which is funny, because in that video, I even tell you to avoid licensed games like The Plague. Because what that means is, Mojang, the company that developed Minecraft, they didn't create this game. Somebody else created it and licensed it, licensed the Minecraft name to put on their product. And typically, those games are really bad. They're just using the license to sell product. But when I look at this on the shelf, the box is actually like a quality box construction. I was really impressed by the graphic design and layout, which is, trust me, usually very, very poor on licensed products. And it was only like $12 or $14. I'm not really sure. It was under 15 bucks. So I thought, if nothing else, the girls and I will give it a go a couple of times, and that's worth the $15 to me, just to spend some time with my kids and get to see the excitement on their face when I show them a new Minecraft product they hadn't seen yet. So I want to walk you through a very simple explanation of the game and show you a few things. The rules aren't great, and that's typical with games like this. With licensed products, the rule books are typically glossed over. So there's some problems that I'll show you how to resolve, and I'll give you a quick overview, and then, you know, whatever. So, gaming episode of The Shed, grab yourself a cold one, and let's play a game. Okay, so when you open the box, what you'll find inside are some resource cubes, which of course the kids will want to play with. You'll find a deck of resource cards and a deck of tool cards or recipe cards. Essentially, you want to shuffle both of these decks. The instructions tell you to take the resource deck and split it into four even piles. Flip them face up here. So there'll be, you know, piles of cards, and then when you take a resource, you'll see the next one, and that's really convoluted and completely not necessary. Not only that, but the rules don't tell you what to do if one of these piles runs out, which will happen every game. So don't do that. I'm going to show you a way to do better, and that is to just deal out four cards. You're going to shuffle the deck, you're going to set it here, you're going to deal out four cards. Once somebody takes a card, you just flip over a replacement. It's that simple. You don't need to have this weird ritual of counting these things. Now the tools, you can do it this way, but I actually do prefer to count these out in equal piles. I believe it's going to be six per pile. I didn't count these. There's going to be one left over. Just return it to the box. Doesn't matter which one it is. Okay, so the game is very simple. On your turn, you can do three things. Okay, one of those things is you can take a resource. So say I wanted this gold, I would just take it and it's mine. And now we refill the line here, and we continue playing. The other thing you can do is fulfill one of these recipes. And the way you do that is by spending the resources that are shown on the card. So let's say I also had this two wood, and I wanted to buy this hoe. The hoe costs two wood. My wood provides two wood, so I could discard this, and now I have a hoe. A hoe is worth 1 point, and you win this game by reaching a certain number of points, and that's based on the number of players. It's typically around 20 points. The hoe also provides me with a one-time use ability. All the tools do. I'll talk about that in a second. The third option that you have is to place a card in reserve. So let's say this diamond pickaxe is really juicy, and I don't want somebody else buying it because it's worth 6 points, and I've been saving diamonds for it. I can just simply take this card, put it in my holder, set it here beside me, and that means that nobody else can purchase that card. Only I can. Now, I can only have one of these cards in my holder at a time, so until I pay for this, I can't reserve another card. But that just keeps somebody else from buying it when I was the one who wanted to buy it. So when it's your turn, you can do two of these things in any combination. So you could take a resource, take another resource. You could take a resource and then fulfill a recipe. You could take a resource and put something in reserve. Any mix those up any way you want. You get to do two. Okay? Now the tools provide you with bonus abilities. For instance, the pickaxe lets you take an extra action. So on your turn, you'd get to do three things. So any combination of these things, as long as you only do three. The shovel lets you take an action from another player. So instead of them having two actions on their turn, they only get to do one thing. The axe lets you get two wood. Just that simple. And the hoe lets you discard the center row and refill it. And that way, like if you don't like the stuff that's out here, you get to see new stuff. All right, now each of these things is only a one-shot use. So let's say I purchase this pickaxe, I flip it up like this, and on my turn, if I use this, I flip it over, I can never use it again. By the way, that is not one of your actions for the turn, so that doesn't cost one of your two things. You can still do two other things. The last tool is the sword, and the sword cancels a creeper. Now, what a creeper does when it comes out, as soon as it comes out, so say I take this, and then we flip, and it's a creeper. He blows up, and every player has to discard one of the resource cards in front of them. So I could choose to use my sword to stop that from happening. And that's essentially the entire game. You'll play until somebody has X number of points, whatever it is, based on the number of players, and then that player wins. So I brought in my resident board game expert, my youngest monster. To tell us a little bit about what she thought about the game. Did you enjoy the game?
Yes,
Yes,
I
you did.
did.
And when I first brought it home, you were like super excited, right? I
Mm-hmm.
knew when I bought this that if nothing else, Monster was going to get crazy excited when she saw that there was a new Minecraft game she hadn't played yet. Because she's played all of them. She's played the Xbox editions and the PlayStation. And you've played PlayStation occasionally, that's right?
Yeah, and I also play the PC.
PC.
That stands for the computer.
That's a computer.
Yeah.
And phone. You like and
And
Lego and tablet
tablet.
and Legos and Minecraft in real life with the foam swords. Literally everything that's ever been branded with Minecraft, she's played with it, so I knew she would be super excited. What do you think? Do you think this game feels like you're playing Minecraft when you play it? Does it remind you of Minecraft?
Yes, it does, because it is Minecraft.
Right? Because
Darn.
why is it Minecraft?
It's because there's if all this stuff that if this like this wasn't there, it can't be Minecraft.
So the resources and the recipes, because you're
Yeah.
getting wood and stone and stuff, is that what you mean to say? Awesome. So it's a big thumbs up from you. You would tell people to go buy it?
Yes.
Okay, very cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. So again, when I bought it, I wasn't really expecting anything amazing, but I knew that if nothing else, this little one would smile and we would have fun playing it. And sure enough, we have. We've played it quite a few times with Big Sister 2 and Mom. And everybody's enjoyed it, so it's not terrible for a licensed game that you're going to buy at Walmart. If you have it, I hope that my video helped you understand a little bit better how to play it. If you don't have it and you're thinking about it, sure, go for it. If you have a kid that loves Minecraft and you want to get them off the computer a little bit and sitting with you at a table to play, I say go for it. That's what I got for today. Thank you guys for hanging out this week. Thank you for leaving comments and liking all of my videos. Thank you for subscribing. Don't forget to leave a comment below. Tomorrow is buy day, which means you need to ask me some questions. And this week is advice questions. I will like remind you in the comments section. Don't forget to check out iTunes, and I did confirm the Google Podcast is live. So both of those links, well, actually, I think it's just the iTunes link is in the video description. And that's it for today. So I will see you tomorrow.
Hey, Doc, wait! I want to ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from Wikipedia. Duh. When did Ferdinand Magellan start his voyage? Magellan's expedition of 1519 to 1522 became the first expedition to sail from the Atlantic Ocean into the Pacific Ocean, then named the Peaceful Sea, by Magellan. The passage being made via the Strait of Magellan and the first to cross the Pacific. His expedition completed the first circumnavigation of the Earth. That's cool and all, but you answered the question in the very first sentence. Magellan's expedition of 1519. That's when he started.